Welcome, and thank you for joining us for today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread on the 1st of March, 2024. The Bible reading for today is from Psalm 50, verse 7 to 15. Listen, my people, and I will speak. I will testify against you, Israel. I am God, your God. I bring no charges against you concerning your sacrifices or concerning your burnt offerings, which are ever before me. I have no need of a bull from your stall or of goats from your pens, for every animal of the forest is mine and the cattle on a thousand hills. I know every bird in the mountains, and the insects in the fields are mine. If I were hungry, I would not tell you, for the world is mine and all that is in it. Do I eat the flesh of bulls or drink the blood of goats? Sacrifice thank offerings to God. Fulfill your vows to the Most High and call on me in the day of trouble. I will deliver you, and you will honor me. Today's article, titled Owner or Steward, was written by James Banks. Am I an owner or a steward? The CEO of a multi-billion pound company asked himself that question as he weighed what was best for his family. Concerned about the temptations that can come with vast wealth, he didn't want to burden his heirs with that challenge. So, he gave up ownership of his company and placed 100% of the voting stock in a trust. Recognizing that everything he owns belongs to God helped him make the decision to allow his family to earn a living in exchange for work, while also using future profits to fund Christian ministry. In Psalm 50, verse 10, God tells his people, "Every animal of the forest is mine, and the cattle on a thousand hills." As the creator of all things, God owes us nothing and needs nothing from us. I have no need of a bull from your stall or of goats from your pens, he says. He generously provides everything that we have and use. Because he does, as the psalm shows us, he's worthy of our heartfelt worship. God owns everything. But because of his goodness, he even chose to give himself, entering into a relationship with any who turn to him. Mark 10:45 tells us Jesus did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many. When we value the giver over the gifts and serve him with them, we are blessed to delight in him forever. Let's pray. You made everything, faithful God and Creator. Help me to live my life as a gift from you today. Amen. Thanks for listening today. My name is Adi Inka, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries. God bless you.